I mentioned the proof about Moshe Feinstein's itself, namely where you have a window, but the window's above Chafama. The window's above Chafama, and now the question is, how to go about being Yotze? There's no Pesum in Isa, the B'nai Rishus Arabim. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein itself points out that the Shechinim who are living opposite, namely you can be on the 50th floor, which is way above Chafama, and you have Shechinim who are also on the 60th floor. So all the lights, obviously, mid-Manhattan, that's where I always use that as a marshal. I don't know if they have such skyscrapers over here as well. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I haven't seen them. But anyway, let's assume maybe in Tel Aviv you have such, I don't travel there often. So if you have these massive apartment buildings, so then Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, the halacha, that since people could see, they are opposite you, correct? So therefore, that's the question. So I told you yesterday there, many indicate that that's not so, because Pesum and Issa has to be La'ochei Regal. La'ovi B'Shav and B'Shav Sarab. That's the Mashmos of the Gemara, and the Mashmos of many Poskim and Shulchan Aruch also seems to be along those lines. And therefore, there are those who don't necessarily agree with that position of Rabbi Feinstein itself. That the Heker, L'nei B'Shav Sarab, is not La'ovi B'Shav, and not to people who are 50 floors up the ground, above the ground, or 60 floors above the ground in these skyscrapers in New York City. Anyway, I'm saying yesh al milis moch, obviously. I want to now refer to another mechaber in Tafrei Shayin Aleph Sif Zayin. So here, the mechaber, you have the Shalomach and Mr. Bura again, don't mind. In Tafrei Shayin Aleph Sif Zayin. So here, the discussion is a very important discussion. It says that you're supposed to put it b'tevach ha'samach ha'pesach mismol. We spoke about this actually. Mitzvah l'icha b'tevach ha'samach ha'pesach mismol. You're supposed to put it on the left-hand side. Yedei she'di mezuzah b'yimim b'chanukah mismol. You're supposed to be surrounded by mitzvahs. And it says in the Mechaber, if you made mezuzah b'pesach, you don't have a mezuzah on the right-hand side on the door. Medicha b'yimim. Then you put it exact on the right side. Because in general, any time the Shabur explains again, Lama Dalit, he says, call me the mitzvah, you mean Odif. Number one. Number two, says the Shabur, Lama Dalit, besides the fact, call me the mitzvah, you mean Odif. This is a general rule you should be aware of. The right hand always takes precedence. And then he says, oh, the Ika Pesum and Isa. Tvei, Shah, call Ponim, the Tzad Yamin. The Gemara says, call Pina Shah, Toponim, the Yuponim, the Tzad Yamin. Whenever you turn, go right, young man, go right. Haris really said, go west, young man, go west. La'abdil. But we say, go right, young man, go right. It has many, shall we say, layers of meaning. So Mishavur says, we have Pesum and Nisa, HaKol Ponim L'Tzad Yamin. Now, so sometimes there's a situation where people put a mezuzah on a door where there's machlokes b'chlal with the mechuyav mezuzah. You probably remember the Gemara in Sukkah. Of course you do. Very beginning of Masechta Sukkah, where the Gemara discusses a rule, Shein bo dalal al dalal. That's the minimum shear for mezuzah. Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. Pasugi and Yuma. Since we're involved in Chazorah. So if I have a cheder, Shein bo dalal al dalal, square, or a Pesach that has no tzuras, a Pesach, no door. So even though there's a mezuzah, if al pidin yirachayim mezuzah, then the question is whether there's a baila of mezuzah b'yimin. As I pointed out just now, therefore, you should be careful that you should put nechana gadach in the Pesach. That's mechiv and mezuzah chaldeas. Make sure that there's a chiv and mezuzah, a real chiv and mezuzah. Now, just going back to the issue of the chalon, because that's what I mentioned before, and also I refer you to actually in halacha, the many pasukim say, and this is brought in the name of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Oyerbach. He quotes it actually in Adricha Shlomo. Just like if you put, let's say, on a Pesach that has no mezuzah, you put a mitzad yamin, so too in the chalon, you should put a mitzad yamin. Let's say you're going to light the windowsill, which I think you told me many people have the minhag of Yechutzar is lighting the windowsill. Usually here also, not to sell. You also see many people lighting the windowsill. But the point is that you should actually do that. If you're going to do that, it should be done actually in the, as I said, in general, the right hand is always audit. That's what Mishabura points out there. By the way, I assume you're aware. Is a din Shulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. It's also called in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yitzchak is aware of it. That when a person puts on his shoes, So which shoe do you put on first?
The
right shoe, correct. In general, that's a din that you mean kodim. You mean when it comes to kol davar, you mean actually is always first, and it probably al pi akabola. I'm sure it's true because Yamin represents me as Sarachim of Hashem, and Smol represents me as Sadin of Hashem is Barach. But anyway, the Taisus points out in Shabbos, and that's the Taisus that I mentioned yesterday, and I've referred to it. Ramah says it here in Shulchan Aruch. We read this Ramah. Bizman said the Iko Pirsum is where? Inside. The Iko Pirsum and Nisa Fechanika is inside a person's house. That's what the Ramah says. He repeats it a number of times in Hilchos Chanukah. That the Iko Pirsum today is the Bnei Abayis within a person's home. So, again, you have to make sure, let's say behind the menorah, you have something that covers the menorah. The menorah is covered, so obviously there's no piercing of the abayis. So you have to make sure that the Bnei Abayis are able to see the menorah, that they're able to actually see the lights of the menorah, even though Bnei Rishus HaRabim will not necessarily see it, but the Bnei Rishus HaRabim are less important than Bnei Abayis, especially since B'Aninu Anu, we assume that the Ikar piercing of Hanukkah is, as I said, b'toch habayis. It's within a person's home. That's where the eco publicity of Hanukkah takes place. Others maintain that those who are inside the house will see it under any circumstances, under all circumstances. They're going to see it one way or another. Mashenka, those outside are less likely. So if I have two places I can put the Ner Hanukkah, one place will be more piersum with Ner Habayis. One place will be more piersum with Ner Habayis. Let's say if I have better to light in one of the two places. And that's the question. It would seem that more important is to light it where the Bnei Abayis could see it. That's what the Ramos says, and that's what Taisus writes. That's what Rashi Feinstein, Tzatzal, has a tshuva as well about this matter. And therefore, you have to try to put it in the place where Bnei Abayis will see it. Okay, now I want to go on to another matter, which is also important. In Tafri Shayin Zayin, the very beginning, in the first sif. So now, the Mechaber raises another question, which you're also familiar with. These are not chidushim. They're not anything that we're saying here are must have been well known to you. If you look at Tafri Shayin Zayin, in the first sif, so here is a very significant question, which is, again, one that you should be quite familiar with. And let's say a person is going to eat in one house and is going to sleep elsewhere. This is not unusual. On Hanukkah, often, let's say people, let's use the example of people who are married. So they might eat with their in-laws, might be with other relatives, and they're going to go back home and sleep where they are. So now the question is, when we light, where do we light? In terms of what is the Ikar, the Makam Achila or the Makam Shina? The same question exists in Hilchos Shabbos. The Havlokas Neiro Shabbos. A very significant question. Often people go out. They're invited out.
Yes.
Thank you. And now the question is, what is the koveya for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? Is it Makam Achila? Is it Makam Shina? And in general, if you look, maybe I should look first. Let's read this halacha before we go anywhere. Tafresh Ayin Zayin Sifal. It's called Din Achsanoi B'Chanukah. Achsanoi, of course, is a guest. Says the Mechaber. Achsanoi Shem Adigam Alav Beveso. This is based on the Gemara Shabbos, as you know. So if I have a guest that they're not going to light for him in his home, so now what should he do? The Mishabura right away adds, "Who adin bachurim shalomim shalom beisa yeshiva bachurim who learn in yeshiva? They're not home. I'm not talking about hasfaradim hatohurim because they obviously are yotzei according to Rabbi Vadya and others with their parents lighting the menorah, even though you are how many miles away from your home." Correct.
5,000.
Is that the precise amount?
I think it's like 5,000.
So even though you are obviously thousands of kilometers and thousands of miles away, you're yotzei with the laying candle candles that are lit by your parents, but the Ashkenazim do not subscribe to that. Yes?
Rabbi Shmuel said that we should get a few shekels to our roommates.
Wow. Okay. Your roommates who are lighting candles.
Right.
Say this. So that's the Mechaber. Mechaber says, this Mechaber I'm reading right now. Very good. So I guess that's what you are referring to. Achsonoi Shem Adikin Lo Beveso, Torek Losis Pruta, Le Balabayis, Le Shtati Vino B'Shem Shem Lechanaka. You give a few shekels, as you put it, to the Balabayis that you want to join him. Correct? The Yesho, Pesach, Pasuach, Le Asno Torek Lalu B'Fisco. One second, let me just finish this. I want to get to the Ramo. If you have your own doorway, so then you have to dive in, you have to light rather in your doorway. Abishorech, even though that particular home is only designated for the purpose of sleeping. You're reading in the Shulchan Aruch Bayis. So that's what the Mechaber says. What does Rambam say? V'yashom d'dvar hazeh shemaldikim bifnim mamish yadin v'bagu sh'ochel v'chein nagu. So what does Rambam prefer? He says, makom achila is ikar. And this, as I said, is very nogia. He also, in this same, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, that I'm very fond of, also discusses, he's a rav, not necessarily, has a series of svarim, many, many svarim, Rav Karp, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp. He's a rav in Modi'in Elite, otherwise known as
Kiyat
Sefer. Odom Godom Oy. So he has Svarim and many Yom Tovim. So I'm very fond of his Svarim. He's very, very clear. So now this is Nogea, this Shaila, to many situations. Let's say a person who, as I said, who's not going to be home for Hanukkah. And he's sleeping in one place and eating in another place. That's the question. What does he do? So according to the Rambam here, what is the ikar? Makom achila. The place where he eats, that's where he should lie, near his Hanukkah. And the fact of the matter is that we have to figure out, what is my ikar makom? Is my ikar makom where I'm eating? Is my ikar makom where I'm sleeping? Doesn't say one more thing. And this, as I said, again, it's not ma'akir. If you lie in other places, at the end of the day, yotze the mitzvah of near Hanukkah. But the chatchila, we're trying to figure out exactly what a person is supposed to do. Just give you another example. Let's say you're invited to a shemir brachas. Correct? Something along those lines. And now everyone's eating together. One big happy family, but each one is going to sleep in a different place. Each one has their own makom kavua l'shina, correct? So now the question is, it would seem that since each one has a makom shina, that's where you should lie. Each one has their own makom where they, shall we say, go to sleep. It's true, the makom achila is common to all of us, we're eating and sharing brachas all together, but as far as the makom shina is concerned, there it's miyuchad each one by itself. So there it would seem you should be madlik makom shina. And this is a whole discussion among the Gdolei HaPoskim. We referenced it. It's a very significant issue, and it's an issue that's not simple. Just to read the Mishnah Berurah before you speak, Avi, just 1 second, if you don't mind. Look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. He mentions an Aleph, Yeshivat Brachim are learning outside of home. They have to be Mishnah Berurah, exactly what you said. Correct? And then we also have in Beis, Shem Alikin Lab Beis, so Kimidinok, Sheishta Madakas, Nea Chamika, Hu Yotze, Nechovasa, Baba Kasa, Avshu Brachim Brachim Bebeso. The Mishnah Berurah says this later on. A person's wife could lie for him. I spoke about this to you, if you recall, a while ago. And then the Mishnah Berurah says further, he quotes the Taz and the Mashal, if you know that your wife is going to lie. If you don't know, then you should lie yourself. And therefore, a person does not know that his wife's going to lie for him. So then, the halacha is, mistama, he assumed that he's going to lie himself. He's not going to be honest with his wife's candles. And therefore, there's a chiyuv for him to go ahead and be madlik neros chanukah. He also explains the Mishnah Berurah in Gimel. What does it mean to be mishnah b'pruta? It means that you don't have to give all the expenses that it takes for the candles, but only a small amount of money. This way you have a takona, you have a chelek in the shemen, the oil, whatever it may be. Correct? And that's exactly what, that's how you're mishnatif. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on in Dalit to tell you, you don't assume automatically, because you're eating there, you're part of the household. And we know that b'ikar adin, one there is enough for everyone. You know, the Gemara has 3 levels. Right, Nevi Shubesa is the basic level. Then where has a Bahadrim, Bahadrim and Bahadrim. We're knowing Bahadrim and Bahadrim, Machum Gesham and Basila, but we're knowing obviously to add one additional candle each night. I'm going to get to that issue separately. And Mishnah Berurah says over here that since you're an Arach, you're not Sovach al Shulchano, you have to be Mishtatik. You have to be the Brahmas and the Balabayas, etc. So all this is simply the basic fundamental halacha that's mentioned. Go ahead.
So, 2 questions. Why do you need to be. Why do you give a pruta? Why can't you just have you in mind? That's number one. And number two is, what do Ashkenazim do with regard to being... Oh, I forget. What do... So we said that... Okay, I forget the last question.
I mean, the first question, which is the question of a pruta, Mr. Brewer himself tells you the time. Because, again, the idea is that you want to have a chelek in the Shemen, a chelik in the Neros, a chelik actually, where you are a kind of bailin. The fact of the matter is that the only way that can happen is if either, if the Baal Bais is makd to you, a chelik in the Shemen, matana, he can do that also. He can give you actually.
Oh, he can?
Yes, of course he can. Give it to you, matana. Okay. Then it's called mishnah b'pruta. But again, ideally, the nitzah is to like yourself. And that's really the ideal. Many people actually, what they do is when they go to someone else's home, they bring the Chanukiah with them. They bring actually the menorah with them, and they light over there, as permission, obviously.
Yeah.
And the other person's home. That's also acceptable. And I'm just, the issue I'm raising is because this issue is a complicated issue. People who eat in one place and sleep elsewhere. And this is the question, what is the Iker Makom?
So that was my
second
question.
What
do we pass in for Ashkenazim?
The Ramah says, Makom Achila Iker. The Ramah says here, but as I said to you,
so
see, that's why I gave you examples of someone's going to share a bracha, so people are eating together. And so that's really a common kind of area. The question in the yeshiva, that's really where the question comes up, where the light there is Chanukah. It's always a massive asin. Now, one of the main problems that's raised by many poskim in Eretz Yisrael is the question of the danger of fire. People are frightened stiff. There have been terrible fires in Chanukah, in a number of yeshivas, in Chutz Laaretz and in Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, the practice of the yeshiva here is that people light in the dining room. And this is not just the practice of the yeshiva here. Many yeshivas in Chutz Laaretz, that is the minhag hamakom. The minhag is that they light in the dining room. And there are those who question this, shall we say, practice. Because, well, that's called my house. That's called Mer Yishuv Beiso. And the answer is you spend a lot of time in the dining room. Assuming you eat breakfast, lunch, supper, Shabbosim, and the like. But it's not obviously the ideal. There's no question about it. On the other hand, in terms of because of the fire issue, and there are many Paskin Dali Yisrael, Paskin like that, Lalocha, and that's what they practice in the yeshiva here is, and that's what many, as I said, are going to do. I want to mention, since I'm at it, yeah.
So on Friday night, if you're going out for dinner, you light.
You
like,
could be,
I always
either
live in
be
my house.
Befruta. No, but here you're talking about Eretz Yisrael. We're not talking about
Chutz Laaretz different.
Chutz, no, there obviously we're talking about you have a home here. You are presently in a dormitory setup, correct? It's not exactly your home, although it became your home in the course of the year, and hopefully for many years. Not the dormitory per se, but Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, that's just a.
So,
Laura.
But if
Sadita,
but if I am in my house, in
if you're in your house,
in
obviously you're gonna light in your home. That would be the ideal.
Where I sleep.
Yes. Again, many assume that there's more pesumei nisa there in the cheder shina. But the problem is here they don't permit you to do it. You're not allowed to light here in the rooms because it's a sakana, fire hazard, mamash, a fire hazard, a real one, despite what you think. Talk about a very fascinating comment of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal that always was very taken with. He points out, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, but that Gemara, I'm not telling you any chidushim. I carry it with me, I hope you don't mind, since I have now studied it a few times, and actually learned it a few times as well. There's a brisa here in Masechta Shabbos, which I think I should read it for you. It says here in the brisa, my Chanukah. I assume you carry it around with you as well. The Tan Rabbanim, b'chafei b'kislev yomi de Chanukah. On the 25th day of Kislev, these are the days of Chanukah. Tamnaya Inon, we're talking about 8 days. The Lord of Isbet Bahon, there's an Isa Hesped. The Lord of the Sanus Bahon, there's an Isa Tainis. Achasan asked me last night, Mitz Hashem, he's getting married on Rosh Chodesh Teves, Lamid Kislev, Sunday night. So, yes, we're about fasting. Says the Lo Leisanos Bohem. Normally Chasanim fast. He doesn't have to fast because it's a Chanukah.
Are you not allowed to, or are you? He should.
The Lo Leisanos. It's awesome. Sheikh Shenichzu Yivanim Lahechal. When the Yivanim, the Syrian Greeks came into the Beis Hamikdash, Timu Kol Hashemanim Shebeichal. They were metami all the shemen. Ushegaver Malchut Mitzchash Mevayu Netzachum. When he prevailed over them, Barku Bulamatzu Lapachel Shel Shemesh Shemuna BeChesam Shekayin Gadol. You know, they only found one pach, one jar with the chesed of the Kohen Gadol. The it was only enough to the wherewithal to light one day. Nasa bo nes. A nes occurred. V'idika bo neshoni yamim. They were able to light for 8 days. L'shona acheres, the next year, kvom v'asom yam tovin b'halel v'oda. So what is the nes of Chanukah? What did the nes actually precipitate? A yomtiv, but what is the yomtiv? How does it manifest itself? B'halel v'oda. Says Rashi, Lo she'asur mimalacha. There's no isa malacha in Chanukah. Shelo nikvu el likros halel. There were two. The thrust of the nes of Chanukah was twofold. Number one, to say halel, and number two, v'lo me'al anisa b'odah. So the whole idea of Halakas Ner Chanukah is Halel Vodah, which means that as a result of lighting Ner Chanukah, we should recognize and say Hodah to Hashem for the Nisim Magdolin that He did for us in the Tzachon of the Muhammad. We actually say it in the Haner Salolo, which I assume you recite. Haner Salolo, on the Madlikim, Hal Anisim, Vial Aniflos, Vial Achuos, Vial Muhammad. You mentioned the Muhammad, you mentioned all the, shall we say, victories that Hashem has brought, helped us, correct? Kedei lahodo, so lahalo lo shimcha godo, al nisecho, v'yad niflo secho, v'al yeshua secho. By the way, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal was very fond of Masechet Sefer. There are those who are knowing like that, but Shulchan Aruch does not say like that, but I'll mention it to you anyway, if you don't mind. In Masechet Sefer, there's a statement that says that you make the bracha, lahadli nesha chanukah, and right after that you say, Haneres halolo. Is that what you do? No. Is that what you do? No. You know, you know, you know, you know, and all you know. And what do we do? What's our practice? How many brachas do you say in the first night of Hanukkah? It's like Gemara, Machaber, three, excellent. Ladik near Shal Hanukkah, number one. Number two?
Shech Yon.
Number three? Shasa Nisan. Those three brachas. And then you say, and there's Halolo. Correct? Is that not what you do?
Yes.
Thank you.
What do you mean?
Let me point out to you, it's only a Mechaber, so don't let it disturb you. I haven't. The Mechaber says the following. It's in Tavre Shayin Bob, take a look. Did you have a Shabbat in front of you?
Yes.
Read Allah first. Tavre Shayin Bob, Hamadu B'lelusha Merach, Gimu Brachas, La'adu B'lelusha. La'abriyot, may Hashem bless you. B'shas Adisim B'shechiyanu, If you don't do it the first night, you do it the second night when you remember. The second night, of course, you're not going to make three brachas anymore. You say the Hadam Shosu Nisan. Says the Ramah, that's another issue. But the Ramah says that you make all the brachas before you light Neros Chanukah. I continue. Dalit. Acha Shehidlik. Omer. Haneros halolu onu madlikin alachuos ve'alnisim ve'alniflos.
That's disturbing.
Acha shehidle. If you finish lighting the candles, this is what you say. If you take a look at the Mishnah, what the Yitzhak mentioned, after you light the first candle, Shua Iker Omer Haner Salolo. Fascinating Mishnah Berurah. I was going to point this out and have you jump the gun. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah says after the first candle, because every night, let's say even night number three, what is the Iker Haner? That one candle. The other two candles we light because of Ma'adim and Ma'adim. Achol V'Sham V'Sila, correct? But the Iker Haner is one there every night. Whether it's the first night, the second night, the third night, shoot, we light three Neres on the third and four candles on the fourth night. But the Iker Mitzvah is one there. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says, Yitzhak. If you lit the first Ner, Ner HaRisho, meaning, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Shehu HaIkar, Omer HaNer HaSalolo, V'yigmar HaMokos, V'yotcha, Omer HaNer HaSalolo. U'b'nusach HaNeros, Yesh Lama Bateros. You know, in the Nusach of HaNer HaSalolo, how many words are there? 36. Keneged HaNer HaShal Chanukah, Keneged the 36 Ner HaShal Chanukah, with the Shamoshim, obviously, there are more, but there are 36. And of course you know that 36 is a number that's very significant. I can't get into it right this moment, but perhaps I shall. Milvad Elishnei Tevus Haneres Halolo, Kol Haneres Halolo, Hei Namid Vav, Akam Hashon Marshal, Tevus Haneres Halolo, Yesh Ches Nosios, Remez Lechesi Mechanika, Umikom, Gomishinoi, Gom Haneres Halolo, Hashid, Kako, Nam Yishab Redon. You can also do it after you say everything, you can also say the Haneres Halolo. But it says in Masech HaSekhin, it mentions over there, that you mention, you make the Baruch of the Hadith Nesha Chanukah, and right away you say Haneres Halolo, and only after that do you make the rest of the brachas, because obviously you want to concentrate, you want to focus on the Yeshua, on the Nisachon. But anyway, I'm just what I wanted to point out is actually something else, that the whole idea of Neres Chanukah, of course, is Lahodos Ulahal Shiva Godom. One does not have that kavona, then one is not Yotze really, because one is missing the Ikar. The Ikar Takana of Neres Chanukah is Halo Vodal Hashem Al Nisim Magdalim. It's not like Kriyas Megillah. The Mishnah writes over there, if I don't understand Kriyas HaMegillah, Ha'ach HaShtaronim B'nei HaMachim Yotza, I'm Mishnah Megillah, Machavim Shulchan Aruch. So even though I don't understand it, I'm Yotze. However, this is different, because there you're simply telling the story of the nest. But here, if you don't, when you light candles, you don't realize why you're lighting candles, because you want to say Shach, Rotach HaShem Yisbach, Ikar Chasim Ben HaSefer. What does that mean, Ikar Chasim Ben HaSefer? You missed the boat. There's a din, you're probably familiar with it. I'm sure you are. There's a din that when it comes to Nes Chanukah, that even this doesn't happen, it's only happened by Pesach Yisa items. Namely, what's the halacha? That a person has to sell his clothing in order to purchase Neros Chanukah. You have to go literally begging, Mechazah al-Tochim, this only found a number of times. And the common denominator says, the Abinezer, the Sakha Chabra, is Pesum and Nisa. Anytime you do Pesum and Nisa, this is what Allah requires you to do. And even an Anishim Yisrael is required to sell his clothing in order to purchase their Rosh Hanukkah. And the fact of the matter is that Chazal obviously saw this particular mitzvah as being one that really underscores the, what Hashem Yisbarach does for Klal Yisrael. And that's why one has to have, be cognizant of the Chiyav of Halav Oidah, really, when one is in the process of lighting Neros Chanukah. You know, there's a famous Maral of Rav Kutras on Ner Chanukah. I assume you're probably familiar with it. If not, you should become familiar with it. This Kedai, I don't really, Maral is not my thing so much, unfortunately, but the Kutras Ner Chanukah, I am quite familiar with. So let me just go back to now the Ramah again, since I'm into this Ramah a few times already. Look at Tafrei Shayin Beis. You see again the Ramah quoted, I think it's in the second Sif, in Tafrei Shayin Beis. Here the Ramah says, Tafrei Shayin Beis Sif Beis. We actually, you see what it says in the Haggah? Yesh Omin, Shebizman Azeh Shemadikim, Befim Ein Tzorach Nizor Lahadik, Kodesh Shetikol Regem Rashuk, Mekom Kom Tov Yosu Nizor Agam Bezman Azeh. That one should be careful to light, as I said, the Ikar Hadlaka is, of course, we mentioned in the Abayis, the Ikar Adin, you don't have to be careful to be Malik Dafka before Tichlos Regem Rashuk, Yom Shabrua, over there in Sikot and Yud, Ein Tzorach, V'yadik Shem, V'abayis, V'kubatsim Yachad. This is what I discussed this matter with Rav Yitzchak Shlita a few moments ago. They weren't supposed to lie when the Bnei Abayis are Mekubatsim Yachad. What do you mean Mekubatsim Yachad? When they are gathered together. It means, let's say you don't lie exactly either like the Gra, which is at Shkia, or like the Mechaber, which is at the end of Shkia, at Sefer Chavim. But the people work. People work for a living, they come home later. And now, so the question, of course, is, that you have to have Bnei Abayis and Kubatsim Yachad. And he asked me, how many? How many are required for Bnei Abayis and Kubatsim Yachad? Shabur says, Afil Lil Marasim Shigaz, Manu Koshkin Achila, Shabur is a Shadvarim, Afil Hiskel Pasek. And he writes, you light actually all the way the entire night, Salam Rashacha, but only, next one, you know, in Bnei Abayis Nurim, if they're awake. Abu Mishenim, Ein Levarach Aleim, El Yadik Lo Bracha. The Gemara will do Ein Levarach, but not a piece of manes. Okay, now we'll do that. The Bala Beis of Kodam Amor HaShachar, Umasa Bnei Beis of Yishenim, let's say you come home in the wee hours in the morning, it's still night, and everyone is sleeping. Min Anochem Sheyakitzeh. What should you do? Wake them up. In the way you should be able to Imadik, be Bracha. So now, this is the question which we have to examine, and this is a very significant question. Namely, Shabruah says that even someone's going to light Neros Chanukah very, very late after the Ikar Azman. So Shabruah indicates here that they have to gather people. And even if you're Madlik the Ikar Azman, it's Mashal and Shabruah, there have to be people around in order that there should be a proper Pesum and Nisa. So what does that mean? They have to be around B'Shas HaAdlokah, that to be around B'Shas HaBracha. What exactly is the intent of the Mishnah Berurah? I mean, is there a need to motzi other people the brachas that you make on their Chanukah? And the question is whether the Chachidah is best that they should hear the bracha and have a mind to be yotzei, because it would seem that, sure, the bracha of Shas Nisim, no question. What is Shas Nisim, that bracha all about? That we're saying, we're thanking Hashem for the Nisim that He performs for us. But it could very well be that even, for example, someone who the candles are being lit for him elsewhere. Let's say others light on his behalf. So it could be he makes a bechas aroah The Gemara says, Aron Ne'achanukah Chayav Levarech. Machlokes Rishonim, what the circumstances are of Aron Ne'achanukah. But you yourself are not biting. So too, that there's an inyan b'nei beischa, people in your house, there's an inyan b'chavim to most of them in the bracha shas and nisan, because the brachas are they're not going to light themselves. And the question, what about Shechiyonu? Because it could be that even without Avlacha, you make a bracha of Shechiyonu. I mean, this is a whole discussion that requires much further discussion. I suspect I'll have to do it next time. But I suspect I'm not going to do it today. So here, what discussion I had with Yitzhak about this question. It's a very, very significant question and very important question, and especially the issue he raised. In what is called, because Mishnah Berurah says here, B'nei Abayis Urim, he doesn't mention 10. I just want to be medayik in his Roshonis. He mentions over here that, again, as I pointed out to you, there is a kibbutz, B'nei Abayis Mekubotzim. Here he says, B'nei Abayis Urim, it is not mashma that you need 10 people. But rather, you need, apparently, a small number of people. Yes, that's exactly what I was getting to. What does he say? Correct. That's the Mashmos, the Mishnah Berurah. That's what I wanted to say. Look at the Shaar Tzion over here downstairs. What number was it? In Yud Zayin. See it? Ubesev Yechem and Moshe Erech, Bezev Vedaitim, Shokach on Nenas, Lohidik Atshiyash and Kulon, they're all sleeping. Yokitz Beis, Ogim, Omen, Viyadlik. So that's what required two or three people. Can I read even two? Will suffice in order to have the presumed nisa that's required for Ner Chanukah. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh, yeah. Baruch Tiyah.